Hello, welcome. It's the Outspoken Beauty Podcast with me, Nicola Bonn. In this episode, we're going to be chatting to the Anna Edit and Lily Pebbles all about editing our beauty stash.
You can have sentimental things, that's fine, but you need to enjoy what you have. Yeah. And if it's making you stress, it's bringing you down, it needs to go.
After that, I have got to tell you about a love affair. I have absolutely fallen for a brand new brand called Wild and Precious. So natural, so simple, but so effective. I can't wait to tell you the details. I don't see myself ever being without this brand. So before we start with Anna and Lily, just a very quick chat about the whole editing your beauty products, because I feel like at the moment the beauty industry has exploded and there's so much on offer. I think you go online or even to a department store and it can feel a bit overwhelming. So if you're anything like me, you end up buying quite a lot of different things, different ingredients, not sometimes knowing where to start and where to finish. So Anna and Lily want to tell us how, you know, they were in that situation. They had loads of products, loads of makeup, and they've learned to be very discerning and to really choose what works for them. So in other words, they're going to help us learn how to edit all our stuff down to the really, really great things. And they've also got loads of good product recommendations in there too. Okay, today I've got two Bezzers in. Can we still say Bezzers? Is that like...
Totally.
Two Bezzers in. Anna, you came into the podcast last season. You didn't actually come into the podcast. You were on the podcast. And I was saying, your episode had the most listens. Like, you beat Elle Macpherson.
That is mad. God. I'm putting that on my gravestone.
Say CV, Jesus, morbid.
Why are you talking about grapes? This is not a good start. And so your best friend Lily Pebbles.
I'm the tag along today.
You're the star turn, Lily, because like we're tired of Anna now.
I'm just the warm up act now.
You're best friends and you've actually got so much in common. But let's start at the very beginning before we start talking about beauty. The love story. How did it all start? How did you two meet?
I remember the first time I spoke to you. Do you remember?
Was it at Zoe's lipstick launch?
At Zoe's lipstick launch.
Yeah, I was terrified of you.
As in, really?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I still wasn't really sure if your name was Viviana or Anna. And it was a bit intimidating.
You were scared. I don't think I give off scary vibes.
Not scary.
Though.
I was like, oh my God, this is like Viviana does makeup. She's like mega the beauty blogger. Like, I was just so excited.
I remember. So basically, the story goes that Lily and I had the same job, but in rival companies.
What were you doing?
We were both working for beauty box companies, doing kind of marketing, editorial stuff. And my bosses were saying, hey, do you want to go spy on that girl? She's a blogger as well. Like, wonder if you can get in there and get some inside goss. And your bosses were doing the same, right?
Yeah, because at that point, we were going to like beauty blogger events in the evening as well as working our full-time job.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you might see that Viviana girl there.
Yeah.
And like, find out what's happening at the company.
So we'd seen each other. We'd kind of like, we'd eyed each other up at events. And I was like, oh, I've seen her, but I haven't been brave enough to say hi. And then one time I was like, you know what? This is silly. I'm going to go over and say hi. Which is very unlike me to be the
in our relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I'm surprised that it wasn't you. And I just went over and I was like, this is crazy, but my bosses are trying to get me to spy on you. She was like, me too.
It's that some sort of World War II movie where the spies fall in love.
Yeah, totally. Because like within minutes, we were like bonding over how much we didn't like our jobs anymore.
Yeah,
we wish we were blogging.
I hate my job. Me too. And then literally from that moment, we just became friends really quickly. And then Lily left her job a couple of months later and was basically like the devil on my shoulder, like, go on, Anna, you know what to do. You've got to take
your
stuff
all
the time.
You were living in London.
Yeah.
And like, you didn't know that many people in London because obviously Anna's from Brighton. Yeah. So I love London. I love when people like moved to London. So I like took her under my wing.
You and Rich, like Lily and her husband would like drive me and my husband around and we'd end up spending. The funny thing is you know, you meet people and you meet for coffee and all you do is you meet for coffee and you say, all right, bye, see ya. Like 1 p.m. you're home. Lily and Rich are like the king and queen of day dates. Like, it goes on for the whole... So we'd go to a market and then Lily would be like, no, let's go for coffee. And then we'd go for dinner. And then you'd be like, let's go to the Bowlplex and go bowling.
I don't like when good things end. I'm like, oh, can we keep going? Let's go for dinner.
These things would go on till like midnight. It would end at midnight.
You sound like the best type of friend. Like, most of my friends see me for lunch, they're like, okay, bye.
They're the friends
I've had forever. So tell me, right, what if you had to sum the other one up? This is like when you're getting married, you know, you get... So Lily, what, five words or something like that to describe Anna?
Anna's very kind and caring and considerate of people's feelings and sensible, not in a boring way, but just she's a very much eldest child. Whereas I'm youngest child.
So you're like the protector. You've got that. I think when, obviously you can't see Anna's face right now, but I'm looking into it. You've got one of those faces that you trust.
Oh, like, God.
If you tell me to do something, I would do it. I mean, all right, there would be limits to what I might do, but pretty much.
And she'd say it in a nice way.
Yeah, that's
mainly where we differ.
See, if I had to describe Lily, it would be like fiercely honest.
I love that.
When I need feedback on something and I want someone to give me pure, honest feedback, it's Lily. Like, she gives amazing advice. She's very honest. She's very ambitious. I need to be more Lily at times, and this is what
and I need to be more Anna at times.
Yeah, but that's whenever I'm like, okay, no, I need to like stick up for myself a bit here, I'm like, okay, I need to be, what would Lily do? Good at being very strong-minded.
And I think that's the same. Any good relationship, you often find that the two people are very different. Like, in my marriage, we can be more different, and it just works, doesn't it? And I'm really, like, obviously you've written a book about friendship, and I'm reading the book by, you know, the Middults. Oh, what is it called? It's the best book ever.
Oh, nice.
About, like, when you turn my age, like nearly 40, and you have a bit of a midlife crisis, stuff you can relate to. And one of them is how important your friendships are, and how really, like, if your husband's conquered at a young age, who are you going to live with rather than go to an old people's home? You two could live together, couldn't you?
Oh my God, I would love that. I don't know if you'd like living with me. I'm messy, a bit messier than Anna.
We've shared hotel rooms and we've made it work.
Like, I think we've passed. I remember when we just passed the point where we could be really honest with each other, because there's always an awkward bit at the beginning of the friendship where you're like being polite.
Yeah.
And then it's like, can you not throw your clothes on the floor? And it's so much easier to be friends when you can just be honest.
I think real, real true friendship, and you don't need to tell me if you do this, is like when you can be naked in front of each other. Like, I don't want to know if you...
The naked thing, like, Lily ain't crazy about being naked.
I'm not a naked first.
I am. Lily's not. So again, another part where we differ. I would say for me, it's always about being when you can be silent.
Yeah.
When you can just appreciate, you need the space, you need the silence.
Well, do you remember in Stockholm when I needed a poo and we were in a tiny room and I was like, I didn't want to make her leave the room. So I was like, can you just put some music on? And it was fine.
I put my noise cancelling headphones on. It was fine.
Yeah, you see, that's it. Things like that. I think we've established you two are true friends.
We passed the test.
People are like, are you really friends?
Yes.
You are real, real friends.
She even talks to me on the phone, guys. Like,
no, I don't talk to any of my other friends on the phone. Like, I'm known for that with all my friends.
Well, yeah, one of my friends said to me the other day, like, I don't want you to phone me, can you just WhatsApp me, because why do we need to phone anymore? She has just had a baby, but still it's like, but the people who you really love are the people you still will spend an hour on the phone to.
I've never done that with my friends, because I see them often, I text them, like, I don't really have much to say. But I guess maybe because you don't live like, yesterday we spoke for an hour and 20 minutes on the phone. Like, we just have so much to say.
I feel such a personal sense of, like, yes, whenever, like, Lily's on the phone to me for a long time, because I know that she hates it so much. So I always feel really special.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's really nice, because I know that was really hard for her. So thanks.
Oh, it's really nice. Now, I know you two are obviously very different, but you have got similarities, shared interests, same passions. I mean, you've done your podcast together. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about the fact that you're both kind of going in a minimal direction. Anna, it makes sense for you. You are the Anna Edit. I mean, you have got a book coming out about, what's it called?
It's called An Edited Life.
An Edited Life. Quickly tell me, so is it just how to edit all aspects of your life?
I've read a lot of these books.
Yeah.
I've read books just about capsule wardrobes. I've read books just about tidying up. Mm. And I just wanted a book that had all of these things about organising your life, your work, your home in one place.
Yeah.
It's not a rule book. Your life isn't going to be magically made over if you do like these 10 things. Mm. I just wanted it to be packed with advice that was really easy to follow, easy to incorporate. And by doing so, hopefully your life is a bit more organised, a little bit more streamlined, and you've just got more time to do the really fun things instead of cleaning.
I think it's great. And I think psychologically, we've just moved house and I have had to declutter. I mean, I naturally hold on to things. I get very sentimental. And my husband was like, you just have to throw stuff out. And I feel freer when I have less stuff.
You can have sentimental things, that's fine, but you need to enjoy. You need to enjoy what you have. Yeah. And if it's making you stress, it's bringing you down, it needs to go.
Yeah.
And I think we're both in that stage with our beauty routines as well, where we just want to use what we like. We know what we like. We don't want to try a million and one things out on our face anymore.
That's what I want to ask you about, because I think being influencer, I don't know if you like the word influencer, but you are very influential. You've got, and I think actually I was thinking to myself just now, I think because you're so honest and real, both of you, that's why people love you and follow you. You're kind of, you just get that feeling being with you. You're not fake, which is so nice.
Thanks.
But anyway, because you do meet people and you think, if people knew the real you, maybe they wouldn't follow your life so closely. But actually, I think your followers can be rest assured that you're nice girls. But you're obviously sent a lot of stuff to try, because every PR in the world is going to want somebody with that many followers to talk about their product.
I think that's what taught me. I was going to say, like, I love a declutter, but I think, one, it's come with age. Mm. But also, like, doing this job, I kind of just had to become that sort of person. I think Anna's taught me as well. But it got too much, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I was like, I don't know. And I still see some people on YouTube who have, like, boxes and boxes of stuff they've been sent. And I'm like, I can't have that around me. It's stressful.
Do you remember when you had all those nail polishes on the back of your door?
How many?
Hundreds. Like, Anna helped me clear through them.
We're talking like 30 green nail polishes. Yeah. Just green.
I had them all in like different colours.
And
I also, I think what happened is I realised how much stuff I wasn't using, and then it makes you feel really guilty about it. And it, like, it's not healthy. So I don't get my stuff sent to my house, because I think that's too much. So I have stuff sent to my PO box or to my parents' house. And I think it's just about using the stuff you really want to use and need. Like, we've only got one face.
I often think that. And also, we've only got one type of face. So, you know, if you're sent stuff for a skin type that doesn't, you know, come anywhere close to your own skin type, what's the point? You can't give an honest review.
I got an email recently from a brand that said, we've got this new foundation launching. Would you like the send out that has all 50 shades? Because some people love the reveal, and makeup artists need all shades. Yeah. And some people's content is all about this, you know, massive packaging and everything.
Yeah.
Or would you like us to just pick two shades that would work for you? And I was like, that is the best email I've ever had. Like, that's genius. That's what I think it's starting to go more towards. Because, when I get sent every lipstick in a range or every colour foundation, I mean, it's great that I can give some stuff to my friends, but...
It's funny, is that too much of a good thing, isn't it? Mm. Because if you think back maybe to before you had this job, imagine, you know, as a teenager thinking, I'm going to be given all this free stuff.
Oh my God. And we still appreciate it.
I know, I still get excited.
But yeah, it's completely, is different. It does.
Do you remember the MAC brush belt?
Oh,
I am gesturing a brush belt.
Yeah.
We did an event with MAC and they gave us a MAC brush belt. It wasn't full of brushes. It had a couple in, but it was just the actual, like,
belt.
And genuinely, I was like, teenage me would have, that is like peak of my career.
Definitely.
Incredible.
Do you still have it to this day as a memory?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. I can't, I'm not a professional makeup artist. I don't sit there with my brush belt out every day. But that is one of those things that, to me, it was just such a moment. And like Lee said, it still blows my mind every day. But it is, I think we're all getting conscious about waste.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be wasting product. We don't want a load of packaging. We don't want to be filling our recycling boxes up. So I think it's actually quite nice that brands are sort of taking a step back with it.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about that in the whole sustainability movement. But I want you to advise people, because I think, on the one hand, and I think there's a definite movement, maybe you're at the forefront of just toning it down, stop buying everything, just focusing on what you need. But how do you do that when there are so many products, all promising to do the same thing? Some are really expensive, some are really cheap. How do you find the ones that work for you?
If I try something and I don't like it, then I kind of move on quite quickly from it. But if I love something, I'm like, why do I need... Like, I finished my IT Cosmetics CC cream this morning.
Can I just... Sorry, Anna recommended it to me in the last series.
Unreal.
I'm wearing it now. I have worn it pretty much every day since. It is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that has made me so happy.
And it's got UVA as well as UVB protection. Yeah. So you wear it and you don't need to wear an SPF or anything.
Yeah. So I finished tube today and it was probably my fifth tube, and I've got backup ready to go. And I'm like, I don't need a different foundation.
No.
I love that one. And I've got an hourglass one that I love wearing in the evening when I want like a bit of a, and that's fine. That's all I need.
Is that the stick one?
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
I love that one.
Vanish one is good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I just think if you love, it's different, especially because of what we do, we still have to try products.
Yeah.
But every now and again, you think you know, maybe I've fallen out of love with that bronzer. It doesn't seem to be working for me anymore. Mm. So I'll try something new. And that's really exciting. And then I asked everyone for a recommendation. And then I got a new Bobbi Brown bronzer and I love it. I just don't feel the need to have like 10 bronzers anymore.
But it's just so hard to know even where to start, isn't it? Because you've got lots of people throwing different pieces of advice at you. And, you know, and some people will literally just read something in a magazine and buy it. And then they spent 50 quid and realize it was rubbish for them. And that's so difficult.
I think doing your research is so important. I think that's why YouTube became such a popular thing, because you used to read in a magazine, like, its lipstick is red, it's £24 and it's available there. And it was like, actually, you want to know how it feels. And how it lasts throughout the day and how it applies. So I always like watch a video or ask a friend what they think before I invest in beauty.
That's about tuning into people online that you're like, oh, they really like that cleanser and I love that cleanser. So maybe if they suggest that moisturiser, I'd like that too.
Yeah, like, finding someone with the same skin type as you.
100%. There's people online who will recommend mascaras, for example. Like, Lily has the best eyelashes. I'm not taking mascara advice from her because she's got naturally incredible eyelashes.
They
are.
But you know when you meet people and you're like, tell me your mascara, and they actually say, actually, I'm really sorry, I've just got really long eyelashes. I'm damn you.
I find that the hardest question. People always ask me, like, my mum's friends, like, what mascara should I buy? And I'm like, don't ask me, or like, try this one, but that's a hard thing to recommend.
It's a really hard thing to recommend. But then there'll be people online that I'm like, oh, you like that. So maybe I'll give that a go.
It's like everyone always says the Chanel Le Volume is like the holy grail. Sophie Beresina from Elle and like Lisa Potter Dixon. And then I tried it and I really like it, but it's not my holy grail because it doesn't make my lashes big enough.
Yeah. There you go. And that's the thing. There's always going, this is why there is so many beauty products available because we love the It Cosmetics. Not everyone does. I get comments of people being like, it was too much for me. It was too thick.
Really?
Whereas I'm like, it's incredible. Like, how can you even think that?
It is quite thick, isn't it? But
you can use less on if you don't want like a heavy day.
Like with a blender, beauty blender, it works really well. Yeah.
I love it with a beauty blender.
It's just the thing. Oh, I love how we're talking about this again. But because Rach, my producer, who is now in Malta, thanks, Rach. Like, literally, when Anna left, we were so excited. We both ordered our little thing of It Cosmetics instantly, and we were both just like, oh my god, it is amazing. But that's what's so lovely about recommendations, is it's like two friends screaming, oh well, you've got to try this. It's that friendship thing. And that's another reason why influencers have just gone so far, is because we see you as our friends.
But I get that, like, I get recommendations. Like, I just had one of my guy mates text me and he was like, okay, I need a beauty advent calendar for my wife. I want it to be under £80, and I wanted to have a lipstick in. And I was like, here you go. I sent him back three recommendations with like a little blurb about each. Like,
oh my god, that's really nice.
But don't you think that's kind of like what we do? Like, if someone asks you for like, what's your favourite jeans, you're going to be like, oh, actually my favourite jeans are XYZ. Like,
it's also quite tricky though, because then it also is just our opinion. It's not fact. I'm like, no, this is the best. Yes, but it's to do with trusting the right people you follow.
It's finding the right people. Yeah. It's finding the right people that you're like, I took your recommendation for that mascara and actually it was cracking. Yeah. There you go. I will like kind of listen to you from now on.
Yeah. Let's go back to your edits. Let's get more detail. Yes. So, Anne, let's talk a bit about your makeup edit, and then I'd love to chat a bit about skincare as well. Mm. So do you have like standout products, 5 products that you swear by?
I do.
Okay, all good.
I wonder if ours are going to be the same or not.
So right now, I am so into MAC Face and Body. I know that It Cosmetics, I still love it. I still adore it. But there's something about MAC Face and Body. It photographs so beautifully. Like, I actually think it looks better in photos than it does in real life. Whenever I look back at a photo that I've taken or a video where I've been wearing it, I'm like, holy cow, okay.
Like, it's quite sheer, isn't it?
Very sheer, but very buildable. Yeah. So I'm really, really into that at the moment. There is a product that I know that Lily is going to say too.
Yeah.
The Charlotte Tilbury Magic Away Concealer.
Mm. I have not tried that yet.
It's a new one. It's been sold out for a while, but it's back now. My mum just bought it.
So it's a twisty little tube with a like spongy applicator, which is kind of gross. I'm not into that. I'm not into the delivery of it. But the actual formula, I feel like that would be my It Cosmetics like level of like love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And are you using it just as an under eye?
I kind of put it like all under eye, nose, round the nose. Yeah. I just think it is absolutely divine. The new NARS single eyeshadows are really nice. Because sometimes we all love a palette.
Yeah.
We all love a palette. I know for me, I use one colour.
I know, yeah. Me too.
Do you do one colour?
Well, sometimes when I'm trying, like, I will try three colours. So I did the Charlotte Tilbury, what's it called, Stars in Their Eyes palette. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, last week I had a really big meeting and I thought, I'm going purple. And I did this smoky eye and I
purple's
looked...
hard.
Oh, my word. Okay, it was not the greatest look for me, but I didn't have time to change it and I'd properly done a smoky eye. So I had it everywhere. I was like, yes, I sometimes do more than one colour and no, it doesn't always work.
Two is like my max.
Yes, I could push to two for like a night out, but realistically, yeah. I do one. Yeah. And the colour Tulum is just... Lily, you would... It's proper up your street.
What colour is it? It's like a brownie.
Like a sicky baby brown. Like, it's nothing special. My comments under my video about it were like, Anna, babe, like, come on.
Did you just say a sicky baby brown?
Yeah.
Like a MAC Sober.
Yeah, it's like a little bit yellowy.
Yeah. She loves her yellowy, sicky colours.
It sounds absolutely revolting.
It sounds horrible. It looks horrible. You look at it in a pan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I like that image of sepia.
I'm better at selling this than you
are. It's a moody brown. And okay. I really love that, but I love the formula. And I love sometimes you just want a single eyeshadow. You don't want to carry around a massive palette.
I like to just shove it on with my finger.
Yeah. Put it on with your finger.
Try the new Chanel cream eyeshadow sticks. Because they're good if you just like one.
Them.
There's like a muted matte brown that's a good, like, just all over done.
Contour. It's called contour. I think you always have Lily has very good eyeliner recommendations.
Go on,
like whole eyeliner recommendations.
Do you let me see your eyes? Do you ever do what I've done, which is a huge black cat eye?
No, I haven't done that for years.
No, it's not fashionable at all. No, black, one should be
no,
doing
it's not,
it.
It's not fashionable. I just kind of can't be bothered anymore. Like that and a red lip, I just haven't done for so long
because really?
Everything I just got scaled down so much. My like essential makeup things, the things I use every day. I mean, I literally use the same makeup every day at the moment.
Yeah.
The Smashbox Primerizer Primer. Yeah. I like can't live without. Oh, it's so
it's really
hydrating.
Good.
It's like a serum. I absolutely love it.
Do you use it? So do you moisturise and then put that on?
Yeah, because I
do
all my
makeup.
Skincare in the bathroom and then I faff for a bit. And then when I sit down to do my makeup, it's like that extra level of moisturiser, extra layer before I do my makeup. And then obviously the IT Cosmetics CC Cream every day. Love it. Love the smell. Love everything about it. And then like Anna said, the Charlotte Tilbury Concealer. Unbelievable. The one eyeshadow that I use every day is that MAC one.
Uninterrupted.
Oh my God, I'm wearing it today. So I think my makeup's like a slightly more amped up version of Anna.
You have got quite similar makeup.
It is.
Yeah. Very similar, but Anna's like always, like whenever she recommends a foundation, I'm like, oh, it's a bit too sheer for me. And then like an eyeshadow is like a little bit, again, a little bit too sheer. Everything's
bit
like a bit more sheer for Anna because she's got like amazing skin. But also you like that, like you can do the no makeup look thing. I look really tired when I do that.
So do I. I just can't do it.
Yeah. So I love that eyeshadow. It's like a warm brown eyeshadow all over the lid. And then I use like MAC Teddy, another like brown eyeliner.
Yeah.
And then I love that Smashbox mascara, which you introduced me to.
Oh, the fanning one.
Oh.
Lily, I don't want to know about your mascara.
No, you don't want to hear.
I have absolutely no interest in hearing about mascara.
That mascara, I have really pants eyelashes, and that mascara, I can't remember what it's called.
It's the only one I'd like.
It's like Smashbox.
It's like a fan red.
Fluttery flan or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just said flan.
when I do my mascara, I'm like, must get big lashes, and I put on so many layers, and sometimes I'm like, I can't see anymore. How many layers are you both doing? Like one.
Three. But I don't like them too. This is a terrible complaint. Because I have quite long curly lashes.
Go away.
Some mascaras are too much. And I'm like, whoa, I look crazy.
No.
So, sorry. But some mascaras don't work for me, even with my lashes. I'm like, oh, no, it hasn't done anything.
I'm a two layer.
Two layer.
Two layer. I do like one layer all over and then second layer just on the outside.
Okay.
Then you get like a...
Ooh. I need to tone it down, girls.
No, you don't.
No, it's great.
We all have our signature makeup looks. That's the thing.
But when you feel like when you're leaving the house and you feel you've just put on a bit of weight because you've got that much makeup on your face. I'm joking. Do you know, I must say I've definitely embraced the natural look more. And yesterday I was with my kids and I had no makeup on and I was like, I don't look bad for once. I actually feel all right. Like, this is okay. I can do this. So, we've done a bit of beauty editing, like the makeup side. Let's quickly talk about skincare. Lily, I'm really interested because you said your skin started playing up.
Yeah.
Was that a result of this overload, do you think, of products?
No, I got an allergic reaction to a lipstick I wore on my wedding day. Luckily, on the day, I was all right.
Yeah.
But I used, like, High Street brand lipstick that was gorgeous. And pretty much straight after, my lips started swelling and I basically ended up getting terrible eczema and swollen lips, which then spread to my under eye. And I had it for like, when did I, 2 years pretty much. It's just gone away. And it was like, no doctor could get rid of it. It was a real nightmare. And it, like, for my job is to have my face on camera.
Yeah.
I had these like clown lips. It was really awful. And I ended up having to completely strip back. Like, I really tried not to. I didn't wear lipstick. And I was like, okay, I can do that. But I'm not going to, like, get rid of all my skincare. And eventually I had to. I had to basically use all fragrance-free skincare.
Because, funnily enough, a really similar thing happened to me. I had a facial. You know, it was an amazing, amazing facial. But I think it was just too much. There was too much stuff happening all at once. And I went away and I used quite a strong retinol.
Yeah.
And, nearly 2 years, similarly, of seeing doctors, seeing dermatologists, and feeling really rotten because my whole face was swollen and puffy and red. I actually was told to just use like an emollient cream.
I know, doctors always say that, and they're like, what products do you use? I'm like, how long have you got? Like, it's just so, doctors, they try, but they're a little bit unrealistic, like, especially when they ask me what my job is. They're like, yeah, you need to use no makeup. And I was like, I can't wear no makeup.
Can't,
like,
do that.
So yeah, they use, and I didn't. So I basically ended up speaking to Nadine Baggett, who was amazing, and she was like, just use fragrance free, kind of give your skin a bit of a break. And there's still such nice products that Clinique, Take the Day Off Balm, I still use it every day. I love that.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. SkinCeuticals do really nice serums. There's
the
actually
HA
so much.
Intensifier is glorious.
There's so much to choose from. I love the Clinique moisturiser as well.
I actually use a lot of Pie. Is that how you pronounce PA? Because they're
really
very
nice. I think my skin just needed a bit of a break. Apparently this lipstick just triggered. I've got like eczema gene in my family, and they're like, right now, apparently every 7 years your skin changes.
Yeah.
I used to get terrible hay fever, and I don't anymore. And you kind of grow it out of things. And I think eczema is my new thing. So I just have to be aware of not, you know, wearing really heavily scented products.
Yeah.
They don't work well for me.
Did you pinpoint the actual ingredient that may have started it? Because I was taught, I never did it, but I was told I had to have this test, like where you had just had little things all over your body.
I went for 2 allergy tests. Yeah. I spent an absolute fortune. I had them all over my back and I did all these things, but they don't really, like, my sister's so allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And even her test came back with nothing.
Oh, really?
And she's got terrible cracked eczema all over her hands. It only really shows up if you're really allergic.
Okay.
Like, intolerances and stuff don't show up. So mine came back with nothing, and I was like, well, it's clearly not nothing. But I ended up just kind of figuring out myself how to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Found an amazing cream, Diprobase ointment. And I just put that all, it's got nothing in it. It's literally just like liquid paraffin or something.
Yeah.
And I put that all over my lips, and it's amazing, and that really helped in the end.
It's funny how in those situations you turn to the ingredients you'd never normally touch,
I know,
and they make all the difference.
It's basically not like doctors are recommending Vaseline. I was like, really? It's just like
petroleum jelly.
I think the key is that there's nothing else in it. Like, don't use, because everyone's recommending, oh, try this lip balm, and I'm like, no, because it's got all these ingredients in it.
It's going right back to basics.
Yeah.
So now you're over the eczema, what is at the moment, what's your skincare edit?
So I'm still loving the Clinique Take the Day Off Balm. We're both really enjoying the Drunk Elephant products. We both recently worked with them, and they are, I love a bit of like luxury skincare because it's a treat. I like spending my time, like, every morning, every night without fail, I'll take my time to take my makeup off and look after my skin.
I had Alexia Ng from Cult Beauty in, and she was just telling me the story of Drunk Elephant and how it all started in a kitchen with ingredients, and it's built to this huge brand. I love stories like that.
Tiffany, the founder, has just done such an amazing job with it. And I love that it's got the naturals in as well, but it's also got the scientific power behind it. Like, I have noticed such a difference. Like, I've been out and bought the mini kit because I'm like, I need to travel with this everywhere with me. I cannot take a break from this stuff.
What do you love the most?
So the vitamin C serum for the morning. Mm. I've never used a vitamin C that feels as nice as that.
Do you use it by itself or mixed in with the blue one?
Mixed in with the blue.
What's the blue one?
It's called like B Hydra Hydration Serum.
Okay.
So I do a pump of that with a pump of the vitamin C. Mm. I feel like vitamin C as a product can be so gritty, heavy. Like, we all know that we should be using it, and we all know that it's great and it's packed with antioxidants and that's awesome. But it's such a grim product to use on the whole. And so I've always kind of like used one in my routine. Actually, Kiehl's do a really nice one that I actually found to be quite nice on my skin. But before that, those two had always been like, oh, I know I should be using this. I actually can't bring myself to use it. It feels gross. However, those two, oh my word, the Drunk Elephant vitamin C one is glorious. It's kind of got I think it's got some of the marula oil in, which is across the whole range.
Secret ingredient. Well, not so secret, but yeah.
Yes. That's... Yeah, so it feels really nice and hydrating on the skin. The glycolic, which is like the evening serum. Mm. Again, I mix that with the Be Hydra hydration serum. I use that on my face every night. And I'm like, I know Caroline is always talking about acids, and I know I've like used them intermittently and like on off. Oh my word. Since I've used it solidly for the last like month almost.
You've seen a big difference.
It's so good at texture. It's so good at getting rid of texture. So the hydration serum is amazing because you can kind of use that as a base to mix with other things. I say they're kind of my three picks. The C Tango eye cream
is
really
cream
nice.
The eye cream is lovely as well.
I say they're like my top four. Okay. I'm obsessed.
So at the moment, you are committed to Drunk Elephant. That is what you're using.
Basically that, along with like a couple. I love the May Lindstrom Youth Dew. It's the most glorious oil with the most glorious name.
And how do you use it? Do you use it as a kind of final thing at night time over everything else?
Yeah, I would like use it. I just like press it on my skin. And I'm like, what would Caroline do? So I like put it on my face. And that's really good. Kiehl's have also brought out a sensitive skin cleanser.
Yes.
Which is like somewhere in between the Oscar Renaissance cleansing gel that Lily and I love and the Glossier Milky Jelly cleanser, which is more of like a summer cleanser for me.
Yeah.
Oscar is more winter. This is like somewhere in the middle.
Kiehl's is great. One of the more like basic products if you're not into like your kind of fancy stuff. The Kiehl's moisturizer, what's it called?
Creme de Coeur.
No, the Ultra Facial.
Cream.
I use that every day.
That's got SPF, hasn't it, as well, in it?
You can get an SPF version.
The one that I have hasn't. But yeah, it's just such an easy everyday moisturizer. That or the Clinique CX moisturizer. That's the only one I used when I was having my skin problems.
Oh, really?
It's really nice.
I used, when I had my problems, Alpha H Vitamin E Serum. Mm. That did wonders for me. And Moringa Balm, Emma Hardy. They were the two things that did me.
I used to love that. And I still do. I probably use it again now. But when I was having my skin, that was too heavy for me.
Yeah, too scented because you can't have perfume.
Really lovely luxury product.
So you are, so you're, you have, I mean, you actually, Lily, you've been forced to take it down to an edit because of what you've been through. So I'm really interested as well, just to see. So we're talking about sustainability, all the brands now. Like, do you feel more conscious of what you're buying now from a kind of moral point of view as well? Because also I have this thing now that a lot of people buy brands that they can relate to on a moral level. So like there are feminist brands and there are eco-friendly brands. Does that, do you think that plays a bigger part for you both now?
I think so. And I think a lot of brands are doing things behind the scenes that they're probably not even shouting about.
Yeah.
But I know there's brands, a brand that we have just spoken about, a skincare brand, who are going to make all of their packaging recyclable by 2020. That's so soon.
Yeah. So soon.
I was like, oh my God, guys, it's like a year and a half away. So I think all these brands are really stepping up to the plate, which is great. There's being all this noise made. I mean, we were talking about fashion earlier and the Stacey Dooley documentary.
Yeah, fast fashion.
Yeah, which was really incredible. And we were saying, like, that's really changed our minds about things. Yeah. Like, Lily was saying, oh, you know, I probably would have, we were chatting to someone who was like, oh, I really want to buy a coat, but I don't know what I want. And Lily was like, well, then why are you buying a coat?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not really sure what you want and you're just buying it for the sake of it, just do it, make do with what you've got instead of filling up those landfills with clothes you're not wearing.
And equally, I suppose, you know, you were saying about your nail polishes, but if, say, you buy a lipstick and find out it's not exactly the right shade for you, get a palette, get another lipstick, mix it, and maybe you will find your perfect shade.
I loved the idea that I think she recommended of, like, swapping with friends.
Yes.
Like, if you're bored of some of your clothes, like, ask any of your friends if they're bored of some of theirs and, like, swap. How cool is that?
Or
you do the same with beauty. Like, you know, if it's friends, it doesn't really matter.
I feel like we do that anyway, like, with our additional product. Like, how you were saying earlier, like, oh, you've only got one type of skin. But, you know, one of my friends has really oily skin. So whenever there's oily skin stuff, I'm like, here you go, love. Yeah. And it's so amazing to get their feedback on it. But
I met a blogger who would do, at the end of her road, like, anything she had that she didn't use, she'd just put it on a table at the end of the road and she'd say, help yourselves, put some money for charity if you want to. And everyone loved it. It was a real community thing on her street. And also there's obviously things like Sally Hughes Beauty Bank.
Yeah. I've done loads of charity sales before and we kind of do fill a bag for £5, fill a bag for £10. And like, I think one year we made like £3,000.
Wow.
Just from stuff that I'd been sent.
It's amazing.
There's good things happening in the community.
Yes.
And I think that's really, really exciting. I think in 2 years' time, it'll be a very different space in terms of company messaging, what they're actually doing, social responsibility, all the packaging, recycling.
Well, so I think
great.
As well as brands doing stuff, I think our attitudes just changed. Like, I remember I used to just want more, more, more of everything. And now it's like finishing a product. I love the feeling of like finishing 100%. A moisturizer and being like, oh my God, I might repurchase that. Like,
yeah,
that's great. I love finishing products.
So look, we're going back to like our grandma's days, which was that loyalty. We've really missed for like a kind of short generation, but a generation of not having any loyalty. Maybe now it's kind of finding the things you love and exploring them a bit more and cutting open your hand cream to get that last dollop. And
and I think it is hard with what we do, but I think it's also about maybe like retraining our audience a bit to think like, it's okay if we've talked about this moisturiser for a year. Like, we don't have to always be talking about something new. Like, that just shows that we really love it.
Yeah.
And I think they will get used to that. Like, I put an Instagram up the other day being like, no new clothes here, nothing new to show you.
But that's nice. And what's so magical is that actually you people with you, because you have power, I mean, you have more power probably than you'd ever know. You can change the way that society actually works. Little, you know, your followings, the people who are influenced by you, might just make some really positive changes. So thank you. You definitely, oh my God, I'm going to go home and literally go through my makeup stash and say, right.
It's time to declutter.
Is there anything you wanted to add? Like anything about your book? Or
you can pre-order my book now worldwide. And it's out on the 10th of January.
And I've had a sneak peek and it looks amazing.
She gave me her brutally honest feedback and it was great.
Well, if Lily says it's good, we know it's going to be good.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks, girls. Now, when I get really excited about a brand, I shout it from the rooftops. It's the kind of thing where you just have to phone your friends and you just want everyone to try it because it's so lovely. And being honest with you, normally my excitement about a brand is when I get an instant result. You know, I use a face cream and I wake up in the morning and I think, actually, I am really glowing already, and that's only been one day. Very rarely is it something that is very, very simple where you don't actually see a big effect. But I have got to tell you that Wild and Precious is one of the most exciting brands I've met in a long time, and also one of the most simple and basic. Bit of history. So these products are made in Ireland. Absolutely natural, plant-based ingredients, very environmentally friendly, and very, very simple ingredients as well. They're using herbs and waxes and butters that are all absolutely free of nasties. And they do a shaving gel, they do a deodorant, a conditioner, and then there's a body wash stroke, hand wash stroke shampoo. There's a rose water. Everything is absolutely beautiful, and everything I think is just really, really good for you. So if you're the kind of person who worries about what you're putting into your body, and I know a lot of people do worry about this, you can rest assured if you use these products, there is nothing harmful. So if you feel you need a break, if you feel like a lot of the products you use are just a little bit too full of ingredients, and maybe, you know, sometimes you feel a bit itchy when you use them, or you think, actually, even though my hair looks shiny when I use this shampoo, after a while it looks a bit lank. Maybe you need something like this, which is just really, really pure and natural, and will just give everything a break. What else can I tell you? I've met the founders. They are beautiful people who are absolutely passionate about what they're doing. The smells of some of the products are gorgeous. The price point is affordable. No nasty chemicals. I love it. I really, really would love you to check them out. So at the moment, you can only get their stuff from their website, which is wildandprecious.com. But I said on my Instagram account, which is at Outspoken Beauty Podcast, that sometimes in life, you have friends who come and go, your fair weather friends. And then there are the ones you meet and you think, I want to be your friend forever. And I am feeling this about Wild and Precious. So there you go. That is a recommendation from the heart. I don't receive money to make these recommendations. These are just things that I feel passionate about. So it's Wild and Precious, and I hope you love them as much as I do. Now, in the next episode of Outspoken Beauty, I'm chatting to Meg Matthews. She was married to Noel Gallagher in the 90s, a self-declared party animal. Then she was hit by the menopause and her life changed dramatically. She's going to be chatting to me about these changes and how she's overcome them, and also about how she's helping loads of other women. If you miss us in the meantime, make sure you do give us a follow on at Outspoken Beauty Podcast. That's where all the gossip happens, the Instagram account, and also for any product links that you've heard in this episode. It's outspokenbeauty.co.uk.